From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. They've become known as the ghost ships. They're headed to a scrapyard in Britain, and many people there don't want them. The first of 13 decommissioned U.S. ships docked at the northeastern port of Hartlepool today. It's a 58-year-old former U.S. Navy vessel. All the ships are set to be dismantled in Britain, but environmental activists and angry locals are trying to stop that from happening. They say the ships are polluted with toxic chemicals and asbestos. NPR's Guy Raz reports from London.
For 2 weeks now, four rusting ships have bobbed across the Atlantic en route to a scrapyard in northeastern England. A surplus of old ships now clutters the James River in Virginia, so Congress appropriated millions of dollars to the U.S. Maritime Administration to get rid of them. Earlier this year, the Maritime Administration sealed a deal with a subsidiary of the British company Able to send 13 of these aging ships to Able's scrapyard in Hartlepool, England. The problem, say opponents of the plan, is these ships were built with now banned material like asbestos, lead paint, and PCBs. Local residents in Hartlepool worry that by dismantling the ships in their port, toxins will seep out into the river.
I really don't think that Hartlepool deserves this from our government. We elect people to represent us, and they're saying in the media that this is safe, we've got no problems, Hartlepool wants it, we need the work. We need work. We don't need work like this. We don't need Americans' asbestos buried underneath our town.
But Able UK CEO Peter Stevens says this project is no different from previous ones in Hartlepool.
Bearing in mind we've been undertaking this work on this site, a very similar work here, for 7 years, with no problems whatsoever, and there's no difference. Everything's been done satisfactory, and there's no reason why they shouldn't continue the same basis. And there's a lot of potential benefit in the development of the site and a lot of good quality jobs there.
The local council in Hartlepool disagreed with Stevens and filed an injunction with the British High Court to prohibit the ships from docking, saying the importation of asbestos violated UK and European law. The court couldn't block today's ship from docking, but it has halted the dismantling project until it makes a final ruling next month. John Nixon, a salvage consultant, says environmentalists have exaggerated the hazards.
The asbestos will be taken out. The engine room is sealed. It's operated at slightly lower pressure than the outside atmosphere so that none of the fibers escape. And then it's bagged and disposed of in a proper manner.
But John Large, an expert on toxic materials, believes they do pose an environmental threat. Normally, he says, countries like the U.S., Britain, and France prefer to send old vessels onto less developed countries.
It became more expensive to dismantle these ships, these growing numbers of ships. And of course, the ship owners at scrapping were sending them out to Turkey, Bangladesh, India, China, where they were being scrapped in an ad hoc manner with no protection to the workers. They were simply being dragged up on a beach and taken, torn apart in a very crude way.
In 1994, then-President Bill Clinton imposed a moratorium on these types of exports. But last year, the White House revoked that order, clearing the way for these ships to be sent outside the U.S. Britain's environmental agency is fuming over the decision by Downing Street to allow the boats to arrive in Britain. For the time being, they'll be given shelter here during the winter as the courts decide whether to allow the project to go forward or force them back towards Virginia. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.